nunnery. Joined the gospel choir. Our riffs were on fire. At the top of the charts is where I'm gonna stay.
Henry sent me a poem all about my green sleeves. I changed a couple words, put it on a sick beat. The song blew their minds. Next minute I was signed, and now I'm writing lyrics for Shake's EP. Since my first son, our family's grown. We've made a band and got quite well known. You could perhaps call us the Tudor Von Trapps. I'm just kidding, we're called the Roiling Stones.
We're one of a kind, no category. Too many years lost in history. We're free to take our crown in glory for 5 more minutes. We're six.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR, and we are two. On Danger Destination.
Saw you there. Yep, we're two. There's only two of us. Well, yes. There's three if you count KK.
That's true. Well, she's like a half.
She's like a two. So we're two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
That seems fair.
Two, like two and a half men, but two not. But a man, a woman, and a dog. A man, a woman,
a dog. All right. Things have gotten weird.
It's like a boy, a girl, and a pizza place, or whatever that was. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yes. Yeah. I'm also thinking of four weddings and a funeral, but no. Numbers.
So many numbers.
Numbers. Anyway, so that was six from the Broadway musical.
Yeah.
So it's going to make more sense near the end of this segment why we picked such a song, but it's a fun one nonetheless.
Okay.
Nevertheless, nonetheless.
No, whatever you want.
No, you are always fixing my grammar.
Nonetheless.
Okay.
Or nevertheless. I think it's interchangeable.
Oh, heavens alive.
I think it's interchangeable.
All right, fair.
Yeah.
Let's hear from our sponsors.
Sure. They include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Bee Margarita Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. The segment is brought to you by Little Brother Burger at 420 Main Street in New London, open Monday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Find feature items, drink promos, musical events, and more by searching for Little Brother Burger on Facebook. And new to Little Brother, online ordering with Chow Now. Head over to littlebrotherburgercompany.com. And place your order for New Hampshire Magazine's Best Burger in the Lake Sunapee region and by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes and bumps to fevers or falls or life's unexpected ailments and injuries, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
Loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And Little Brother Burger is located at 420 Main Street. And guess what tomorrow's date is?
420.
What? That's wild.
Actually, 420 is my 15-year anniversary at this company.
Is it really?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. 15.
I feel like I should have brought you something. I feel like I should have brought you something like, I don't know, whiskey or something.
Yeah, that'd be appropriate. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
It's also this October is my 20 years living on my own.
Oh.
Yeah. 20 long years of solitude.
All right. So our first segment today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your April 4/19. Is that the date? Yeah, that's the date.
It is the 19th of April.
Welcome to your mid-April Daily Trip Destinations.
It's 1 month exactly to my birth. So many numbers today.
So many numbers. It is not 1 month to your birthday.
It is May 19th.
I thought it was the 20th. No, actually, you might be right. It is the
19th. I am right.
I mean, I know you're right.
Yes.
But like in my calendar, I thought it was on the 20th. Never mind.
You might be right.
All right. I gotta think of something cool to get you.
And then this everybody's like, I go back and look and Ashley's right. It's the May 20th.
Could you imagine how weird that would be?
Oh, you're right. I've been wrong my whole life.
What should I get you for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday?
Just acceptance.
I accept you for who you are every day.
Then I already won.
But I can't really wrap that and like, you know. And
sometimes the best gifts are those that are unwrapped.
Pretty bow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll revisit that. We'll revisit that a little later. All right. So our first segment today, we're going to talk about a few different things. Number one, I thought it'd be super cool and super fun to talk about. And I don't know why, but I just had this like fleeting thought of the whole like on this day in history, this kind of thing happened.
Yep.
And I don't know why I thought of it now. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe I was watching some sort of History Channel something and it just kind of clicked. So I was like, oh, that would be cool to talk about on day trip. What's going on? What's happened?
What's a happening?
So on April 19th, a very important thing happened.
All right.
The Revolutionary War began in 1775.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And obviously this war led to U.S. independence. So it's a pretty important day.
Is that really only like a year and 2 months before we signed the Declaration of Independence?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought that was like years and years.
It doesn't seem so.
That's crazy.
My research says otherwise.
Huh.
1775.
Wow.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So that's April 19th, which is today.
Yep.
April 20th. So tomorrow is not really the greatest day in history.
Why?
It's Adolf Hitler's birthday. It's also the start of the BP oil disaster in the Gulf.
So all good things.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember me a while back talking about the movie Deepwater Horizon?
A little bit.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite.
Of course.
So that actually, and didn't even watch it like on purpose. It was kind of one of those things where I was just like, all right, what free movies do I have on my little Netflix account or my whatever, Comcast account or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the ones that came up. So I was like, all right, cool, let's watch it. Didn't even know what it was about, to be very honest with you. And then I was like, oh my God, this makes total sense. So it kind of like, you know, it put all of the pieces together for me. And it's not something that I had ever really kind of explored or thought about or investigated more about. But then when I was doing the history, I was like, what? I know all about it because of Mark Wahlberg. I mean, perfection.
I mean,
hello.
Yet again, he proves the significance he has in the lives of those he touches.
He is the GOAT. I will tell you that right now. The GOAT. I don't know why I had to spell it.
No, I got it.
It felt right in the moment.
Yep.
All right. April 21st, which is on Sunday, Rome was officially founded in 753 BC.
Wow.
And now I always wonder, like, how do you figure that out? Like, was someone like, today is April 21st and it's the first day of Rome?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just interesting.
I mean, it's probably just like, I presume they just had some kind of like official incorporation or something. Or they were just Rome is officially a
today is the day. Yeah.
It's like when you created like the Sugar River Foundation. There was like a day like where it came into existence as like a nonprofit.
We definitely did not write that down though.
Oh.
But it
exists somewhere though.
That is true.
Yeah.
Somewhere on paper.
Yeah. Like they probably just carved it into a rock.
Okay. And then one we just found it.
Well, I think they had paper by then though.
Scrolls,
yes.
Okay, and then the other piece, which totally makes sense with our intro song, is Henry VIII was officially crowned king. Now, Henry VIII had six wives, therefore, of the six musical soundtrack that we were just listening to.
Yes.
So what's really cool about that is it takes all of six of his wives, and they all tell their own story. So they all have their own song, which tells their own story, and then they all come together for this, like, super pop-like ballad called Six, which is super fun.
Weren't they all beheaded?
No, not all of them. Only two.
Oh, okay.
Two of them were beheaded.
Mm. That was nice of him.
Well, I mean, it was just based upon, like, circumstances. You know what I mean?
Right.
So obviously his first...
Sometimes he's going to cut off a head.
His first wife that he was married to was the one who stayed true to him, like, the whole time kind of thing. And he found ways around, you know, the whole being married to her, but also playing around with other people kind of thing. So it's an interesting – the whole story is wildly entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's funny to, like, look at it, obviously, now versus what it was
when
like
it was
back
happening.
Then. Yeah. Right. But I think it's just kind of – it's an interesting story, and it's full of all sorts of scandal and drama.
It's like a modern-day reality show.
Very much so.
Back.
It's pretty nifty.
A while ago,
yeah. Oh. So, yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. And, of course, it kind of led me down when I was writing all of our notes for the show today. It led me down the soundtrack of Six. And so I can pretty much recite all of the songs.
Naturally.
I've never seen the musical, but one day I will.
Mm.
And this year for our studio recital, we're doing Legends, Those Who Shaped Our World.
Yep.
That's our theme. So all of us staff members, there are six of us, and we're all going to be one of the wives of Henry VIII, which I guess is kind of funny if you think about it, but it's all about, you know, people.
Got to figure out which two of you aren't going to make it.
People making history. Oh, we already have who's who. It's pretty exciting.
Do you have a guillotine coming in?
No, there's no guillotine. No, no one's going to be beheaded, actually,
okay.
Which is probably safe.
It's safe, and I mean, you really don't need a murder charge these days.
No, of course not. No. I think I'm Anna of Cleves. I think that's who I am. Anyways, we're all different people. We're all different colors. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I thought that was kind of fun to look at, like, at what was this day in history.
I always find that interesting. I like trivia facts like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool just to kind of put things into perspective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I might, every once in a while on the show, I might pull that back up again because I think it's kind of cool.
It is fun.
I would agree. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is tomorrow on 420, it is the Claremont Opera House's performance or event, and I guess it's a performance, of Rob Zappula.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening at 7:30 p.m. He is a 10-piece orchestra.
Not he, but like he has one.
That's accurate. Could you imagine he just plays 10 instruments at once? That's like,
it's like one of those guys like, out, like on like the street corner. It's like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's true. His like right foot does one thing, left foot does the other thing, his head does the other. Right. It's impressive though.
It is.
So for $30 per ticket, you can go to this particular show. It's Rob Zappula and his 10-piece orchestra. And then it's based upon the music of Herb Albert and Sergio Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely kind of funky. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like
groovy.
Yeah, there's a groove to it for
like
sure.
Like a funk.
Yeah.
Like a jazz.
And like it's almost like a little bit, there's a little bit of a Mexican flair to it, you know? Like there's a song that he has called Tijuana Taxi. Herb Alpert has that song called Tijuana Taxi, and that's kind of what they're going to be playing, that kind of style. Oh, look, there he goes. Here, I'll just give a little taste, because obviously I don't think you kind of get the feel for it with Matt singing it.
I think they do.
/ humming it. Do they, though? I don't think so. Wait for it.
Horn.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Oh. Yes. All right, so we sort of kind of get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's the kind of style of music that's going to be happening at the Claremont Opera House tomorrow evening. And it's also the Sugar River Social for the month of April.
Yep.
So there's an hour of a pre-show. If you go online and you purchase your ticket, you enter the promo code DISCOVER in all capitals, and you get a few dollars off your actual ticket to the event, and then you get an hour early. You get to get in an hour early, and you get a free glass of wine. You get some complimentary, like, little appy things, and you're able to get into the raffle prize, because there'll be a raffle prize for people to win, too.
Mm.
So if you're interested in going to the show, then definitely consider going online to purchase your tickets. I will be going to the show.
Oh.
And Shannon from the Newport Chamber will be my date. But it'll be a good time, and I'm really excited to just kind of support, you know. I haven't been able to make a Sugar River Social in a while, so I think it's going to be a fun opportunity to be able to do that. I mean, I'm on the board of directors for the Sugar River Destination Management Organization, but the time frames just haven't ended up working out for me to be able to attend. So So this one's going to be cool. So if you're interested, reach out, let me know. You can always go online, Claremont Opera House, and purchase your Rob Zappula tickets.
Yeah.
And then come and join Shannon and I tomorrow evening.
Cool.
That's it. That's what we got.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Oh! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to Grandma's place, I think you ought to with me and be safe.
News Talk, 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. The segment is brought to you by Sweet Bee Cafe. Open once again, the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. And by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Wonderful. Thank you so much to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now, I realize our intro music sounds a little creepy and a little bit weird, but it's going to make total sense.
Okay.
In just a bit. So our first, or our second segment, I don't even know what it is.
Where are we?
So our second segment today, we're going to be talking about a place in Mason, New Hampshire.
Mason? I didn't even know that was a town.
Uh-huh. It's about 1.5 hours away, an hour and 30. So it's still day trippy. And it's near Peterborough.
Peterborough.
And it is called Picketty Place.
Picketty Place.
Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Let me educate you.
Yes, please.
So picketyplace.com is where you can find all of the information. Mm-hmm. It is a herb garden restaurant. Now, the particular building is like a red cottage shed-looking thing.
Like Little Red Riding Hood?
In the woods. Now, wait for it. Oh. It's at 248 Nutting Hill Road, okay, in Mason. And again, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram and all the things. And the particular building that it was in was originally built in 1786. It's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
And it was chosen by Elizabeth Orton Jones as a model for her illustrations in Little Red Riding Hood.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In New Hampshire?
Weird, right? Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Kind of crazy.
Was the author of Little Red Riding Hood from New Hampshire?
I have no idea. Huh. Seems like a
interesting.
Lot. That's another question.
I never knew that that came from so local.
Pretty nifty, huh?
Interesting.
So, you know the little golden books that we had when we were kids? So, little golden books were a huge thing when we were kids. And they still have them sort of kind of now, but not as much as they did.
Not as much gold.
Well, just different size books. Like, and kids are not super uber duper fascinated with like a cardboard book. You know what I mean? Like those were pretty cardboardy. Oh. Elizabeth Orton Jones illustrated one of the little golden books for the Little Red Riding Hood series, if you will, or the Little Red Riding Hood story. And that's where the actual book inspiration came from, was the Picketty Place Herb Garden Restaurant in Mason, New Hampshire, which is nifty. So again, you can find them on Facebook, find them on Instagram, picketyplace.com. And again, that's PickityPlace.com. That was like sing-songy.
Oh, it was, yeah.
I'm a genius.
Just like the name, Picketty Place.
Mm-hmm. They have a gift shop. They have a museum. They have an herb garden greenhouse. Mm-hmm. They have a dining room because it is a restaurant.
Not just a restaurant.
A restaurant. Yes. Monday through Thursday, they are open for specific seatings only because it's a small building.
Mm-hmm.
They have an 11:30 a.m. seating, a 12:45 seating, and a 2 p.m. seating. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they have 11:30 seating, 12:45 seating, 2 p.m. seating, and then a 3:30 seating. And they have specific menus by the month. April 2024 menu, because we are in April.
It is.
The dip of the particular month is the port wine cheddar spread. The soup of the month is a Greek egg drop soup, which sounds actually quite tasty.
Yes.
And I'm not a soup fan, so that's big for me
to
say
that. I do enjoy
that.
Egg.
Salad, it's a spring green salad with lemon basil vinaigrette. The bread is just a simple savory dinner roll. The entree is chicken piccata with grilled asparagus. I love grilled asparagus.
Yes, me too.
Entree, Chianti Fettuccine Primavera. Took me a second.
Fettuccine Primavera?
Yes. Chianti Fettuccine Primavera.
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 Isn't that spring? Does that mean spring?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. You can look it up,
I suppose. Yeah.
Chianti is a wine. Fettuccine is the type of noodle.
Right.
And primavera. I think
it means like spring cheese wine.
I don't think so. I think primavera means like maybe vegetables.
I think it
means
maybe
there's some sort of vegetable in there. Let's look it up. Look it up. Get your phone out there.
Primavera.
And then their dessert. Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry rhubarb crumb pie.
It's your favorite.
I know. So I don't know. I might try to, you know, give this a go. I've never been there before, but a lot of people have said it's truly awesome. Like, it's just a beautiful garden landscape. It's just got amazing food. They use a lot of the herbs and the food that they have there right on the premises. Mm-hmm. The owners, I think, purchased the property in like 2000 maybe, and they've just been kind of revamping and cleaning up and making sure that it keeps its historic value, but also trying to meet, you know, more customers as they can, because it's a limited space. Obviously, they can't expand upon the property, but they can certainly amplify what they're offering and then, you know, spread that message out wider.
Primavera, spring.
So that is the April 2024 menu.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds delicious. Really excited to give it a whirl if I can get over there before the end of the month. Now, we're headed sort of kind of into May, so why not talk about the May menu?
I know. It's gonna be May soon.
It's gonna be May. So their dip in May is a zesty ranch.
Ooh, zesty.
Their soup is a 7-onion with Gruyere cheese.
7 onions.
It's like a French onion soup.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Salad, they have a grilled vegetable antipasto.
Mm-hmm.
For the bread, they have an assorted bread with a spring chive butter.
Ooh.
Assorted bread with spring chive butter. Actually, I just was on their Facebook page, and I didn't know this, but one of the first herbs to kind of sprout, if you will,
chive,
is chive.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, that's cool to know. The entree in May is going to be lasagna bolognese with Modena.
Lasagna bolognese.
Lasagna bolognese with Modena balsamic reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Then, or you can choose another entree of spring vegetable pomme de terre.
Pomme de what?
Pomme, P-O-M-M-E, de, T-E-R-R-E. And then the dessert option in May is chocolate bourbon pecan pie a la mode. What does a la mode mean?
Ice cream.
With ice cream.
Not vanilla,
good,
specifically.
Not good for you. What's wrong with that?
Do you
June. Dip. Finished. The dip for June is a spinach Dijon dip. They have a minestrone soup with sun-dried tomato
pesto.
What
is minestrone soup?
I think it's just vegetables.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of different vegetables.
Okay.
Salad is a Southwest salad with salsa verde dressing. Their bread is a rosemary ciabatta.
Mm-hmm.
And their entree is a sesame chicken Napa slaw and pickled daikon. I don't know what a daikon is.
Yeah.
Or an eggplant rollatini parmesan. The rollatini, I'm assuming, is the type of... This is all, like, above my pay grade. I don't know. The rollatini must be the kind of pasta that it is.
Yeah.
Eggplant parmesan.
I'm guessing it's some kind of rolled.
You're wicked smart.
Rollatini. I feel like that's, like, an American version of, like, an Italian pasta. It's just like, I don't know what it actually is called. Let's just call it rollatini.
The dessert in June is a chocolate strawberry cheesecake. And then in July, if we're getting fancy fresh, we can go all the way to through to July here.
Okay.
The dip is a crudité with New England vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
The soup is a grilled pepper gazpacho. The salad is a Georgian peach feta and radicchio chiffonade. These are big words for
These
me.
These are big words.
The bread is our assorted rolls with garden harvest herb butter. The entree options are a pork tenderloin with saltimbanca stuffing and port demi-glaze, or a summer vegetable stack with opal basil pesto. And the dessert for July is a ripe berry pound cake shortcake. So Picketty Place in Mason, super fun, great menu. Again, very limited seating, so it's definitely a situation where you want to call ahead. The phone number is 603-878-1151. PicketyPlace.com if you want to learn more, and follow them on Facebook and Instagram, because you'll see all sorts of insider tips. The chef does a lot of
cooking.
Like, of course. But the chef does a lot of like insider stuff, like, oh, I'm using the chives from the garden. I'm using them in this dish. I'm using them in this.
That doesn't make sense.
So there's a lot of cool.
I always thought that was like a cool restaurant vibe, is like when they grow like the food there.
You know what I've been watching recently, which is kind of weird?
Mm.
Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like weirdly fascinated.
It's good.
I am weirdly fascinated.
I watched
it.
Him like do like caviar farming.
Yep. Yep. Did you watch the Norway episode?
I don't know. What food was it?
So it was literally the whole head of a lamb. No, the whole head of a lamb.
Ugh.
It was so gross. But it was one of those things where it's like, that's a delicacy. And he went around Christmas time, and it's one of the things
I love
that
how like
do.
People like rationalize away disgusting foods by calling it a delicacy.
That's what they say.
No, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's still disgusting.
There was also.
Like you're boiling a head.
There was also fermented fish.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Ew, absolutely not.
Oh, no, that's... Oh, so even, you're fine with a goat head.
Even, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with a goat head either. But it was this fermented fish where it was in there for like a year or something. Mm-hmm. And he like opened up the container and he nearly passed out.
Yeah, I've seen people open those before and like they literally just get sick.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, Gordon Ramsay, I feel like he's seen it all and done it all. And I was like, if he's passing out, I would not be able to even be in the same room.
It's like that century egg thing.
I don't know what that is. What?
It's like they bury an egg underground for like 100 years.
Yeah.
And then they crack it open and eat it. And it's like black.
Ew.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's odd. I don't know.
But yeah, anyways, the Norway one was on the other night. And then also Tasmania was on as well, which was kind of cool. So he was learning about wallabies and all that kind of stuff. It was, I mean, it's just nifty.
I always found the...
it's been my new thing.
I always feel like whenever people talk about delicacies, I always think of Indiana Jones, like... in the Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When the
monkey brains.
Monkey brains. Chilled monkey brains. Yeah. And then she has the soup and she's, do you just have something simple? Maybe like a soup?
Yeah.
And he comes over and there's eyeballs in it. Yep. Oh, my God.
And then Indy just gives her an apple and she's like, oh.
Yep.
And fruit and grapes.
Yes.
A tray of fruits.
Yep.
Yep.
That's one of my, that's actually my favorite Indiana Jones movie.
It's the best.
The Temple of Doom.
Actually, I like that, and I also like...
Crusade?
Yeah, Raiders
of...
no.
Raiders of the Lost Ark? That's the first one, I think.
Which one's, like, the one, like, where, like, the knight is in the... Oh, that, the is that the Temple of Doom?
No, that's the Last Crusade. That's the one.
You chose...
wisely.
Holy.
Or you chose... holy. Yeah, that's such good stuff, man.
I know. Those are just classics that you can never...
Those three are just so good.
Like, I always remember, like, growing up.
I still haven't watched the newest one.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I watched the one with the Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I watched that one.
That was okay. I feel like that got a really, really bad rap. Like, it wasn't amazing, but
I mean,
it wasn't
I like
terrible.
The fact that they brought back a lot of the same characters, so you like, had a little bit of that consistency.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the newest
one. I didn't like the CGI that they used for, like, the ants and, like, the groundhog, like, the... prairie dogs and stuff. I don't know. That was just like George Lucas was just like, we have to put this in.
So Picketty Place. Well, that's where that
Picketty
is.
Place.
Hence the reason we played that creepy little Red Riding Hood song.
Mm-hmm.
So some other things that are coming up. So looking at the calendar for all of our local chambers of commerce, things are just picking up like wildfire.
What's happening?
I'm literally already drowning and it's not even like...
It's a good sign.
Is it really though? Is it?
If Ashley's at her mental breaking point by Memorial Day, then everything's A-okay.
Then there is just so much happening. Coming up in the month, the rest of April... I'm starting something called the Lake Sunapee Region Chamber Lunch Connection. And a lot of other chambers do lunch and learns, which is kind of cool. But that it requires a lot of – like you get a speaker to come in and do like a 1 to 2 hour lunch activity, if you will, with some members.
No.
And then you have that speaker kind of talking about whatever topic might be of interest to the members. But I want to make sure that we can kind of get some energy around it, some energy around the lunch hour. I don't want to have speakers yet until I know that the lunch hour works for most people. The Lunch Connection's going to happen on April 30th.
Uh-huh.
And you can come into the chamber office at 328 Main Street anytime.
11:30 to 1:30.
Anytime between 11:30 and 1:30. And bring your lunch. We're not providing lunch. I will. I do have a bathroom. I do have napkins. You know what I mean? I have some of the standard basics. So the Lunch Connection's happening on April 30th. And it's the first one of kind of this year. I want to check it out. I want to see how it works. The lunch hours usually works well for some folks. So if that's the case, then we'll kind of amplify what we offer.
I'll be there.
During the lunch hour. You'll be there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. See, I mean, just like you said, like.
Nifty.
Trying out the hours. Like, it's my hours. It's my time.
Giving it a whirl, seeing if it works. Some other things coming up in May. So on May 4th is the Stepping Up to End Violence 5K.
May the 4th be with you.
Solid work. If you were interested in volunteering and or participating and or donating, the Tri-Chamber Champions Facebook page is active and up, and our donation pages for Elise, Shannon, and myself are all up in there, ready to rock and roll. So if you wanted to make a donation to either one of our pages, and then it would go to our ultimate team donation, please go ahead and do that and find us and make that happen. We would really appreciate it. I can't physically be there this year because I have a that's a competition weekend for us.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird because I feel like the Steppin' Up to End Violence 5K has always been the last weekend in April for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
But for some reason now it's the first weekend in May. So it's a little bit weird, wonky for my schedule personally. But hopefully it's good weather and everything works out well for them this year. So if you're interested in donating, please consider donating to my page.
Yes.
My page only, of course. It would be great. And then on 5/10, which is the 10th of May, we are doing a coffee and conversation at the office. So that's another opportunity to kind of connect, but that's in the morning at 9 a.m. And then we provide some kind of pastries and we provide some coffee and things like that too. Mm-hmm. So you can come to the office for that. And then, of course, right now we're in the thick of planning our Blackfly Open Golf Tournament, which happens every May.
Mm-hmm.
So May 16th, we'll be at the Lake Sunapee Country Club, and it's going to be an epic year. We're already well past our sponsorship levels from the previous years, so that's kind of crazy. And it's just really a cool event and a cool time to be out. It's really one of the first big tournaments of the region, especially because, you know, the weather, you're never quite sure if the grass is ready and if all the things are going to work out in your favor. But yeah, so it's going to have a shotgun start at 10 a.m. and we have a hour leading up to it with coffee and, like, you know, registration and networking and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a post golf event where we'll do all of our awards and those people who won certain prizes on certain holes. And then we'll have some apps and things like that as well. So there's a lot of things going on for that. There are a few sponsorships available still. And then, of course, we do have some team spots available if anyone's still interested, but those are going pretty quickly. So if you're interested, please reach out to me so that I can make sure I save you a spot or I connect you with the Black Flag Committee planning team to kind of go over some of those details. But it's always one of our biggest and most lucrative events over the course of the year. And we're just excited to be back, obviously. It's kind of the first indicator that spring is officially here to stay. And even if it rains or slightly, you know, it's slightly damp, it's still better than snow.
That's true. That's very, very true.
So we'll take it.
Yep.
So yeah, that's what we got going on, folks. That's our second segment today.
Take one more break with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She's my world, she's my heart, and there's no denying I'm her girl, no matter what, even when I'm lying. She loving me, loving me, loving me, loving me, love. She love me like nobody else. I'm telling you, telling you, telling you, telling you all. She taught me how to love myself.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
That was almost a seamless transition. Did you hear that?
No.
You almost cut that right at the right time when she was done with her phrase. That was perfect.
Wow. Look at that.
It's like you're a professional.
I realized recently I've done audio work for 25 years, a quarter of a century.
Wow.
A quarter of a century. This segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can help find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com. And by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers, and they're committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at barharbor.bank.
That was a whole slew of accents that was in. So our third and final segment today. So the reason we used Meghan Trainor's mom is because Mother's Day is around the corner. It's middle of May. So you've got maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so. Three-ish weeks. Yeah. One of those weeks is a vacation week, so I can guarantee you nobody's doing anything on vacation week.
Yeah, true. I think next week's vacation week, isn't it?
Yep, next week. This particular store has an interesting background.
Okay. So, is it about mother?
No. When, why did you say it like that?
There's like some like fluid that you can buy in a bottle.
Yeah.
And there's like some like weird like gelatinous blob at the bottom.
Yeah.
And like they call it mother.
Oh my god.
I was talking about it at the airport in Phoenix one time with the
Who?
The woman at the reception desk for my car rental. Yeah. Drink or something.
Ew.
It's like a worm or something. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but like,
are you talking about kombucha?
Maybe.
Because kombucha has what they call the mother in it, which is basically like apple cider vinegar kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And it's not gelatinous in any way. It's okay. Just like, it's super, super acidic.
Mm.
And it's supposed to really help your gut, and it's supposed to help your kombucha,
with,
yes.
I talked with the car rental woman about it, and she seemed into it. So.
Well, okay. All right. Glad you're making connections.
I got a discount.
And a bottle of kombucha, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Louise. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Okay. So this particular store mm-hmm. that we're going to talk about next is just is another day trip away.
All right.
It's a store called Kerosene.
Kerosene.
And it is located at 4 Dairy Street in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because I've actually been to this store multiple times,
mm-hmm.
but I never knew who the owner was. And then just recently, I was doing a Granite State Ambassador training,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through my usual presentation on, you know, our region and what are some of the cool things to do in our region and what you should talk about when people are asking about coming to our region, all that kind of stuff. And we went through, it's like a round table. So it's almost, we call it the Falling in Love with New Hampshire segment. And all of the new trainees through the Granite State Ambassador program go through this segment where they have a presenter from each of the regions of the state. And you kind of just, you know, introduce them to the state, essentially. So you're falling in love with that particular region.
Mm.
And so I had all of these different groups that came through. And then I met all of them and I, you know, introduced myself and they introduced themselves. But it wasn't necessarily about like our positions. It was just maybe where we were from and what our names were. And then later on that day, I follow her on Facebook, and it turns out that she was one of the people who was in one of my groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what in the hey, this is so cool. I didn't know you were in this group, and I didn't know that you were GSA. I was one of your presenters earlier today. And so we like connected via that. Yeah. It was kind of cool. And her store is super, super cute.
So what is it?
So it's called Kerosene, and it's basically home decor and gift shop.
Oh, okay.
So have you heard me talk about Junction 71 before?
Oh.
Maybe not. So that's a little bit like this store too. Yeah. So it's got almost everything you could imagine. Mm-hmm. So it's got pet snacks, it's got home decor, candles, fake plants, mugs, real plants.
Where is this located?
Coffees, teas, 4 Dairy Street in Hudson.
That's southern New Hampshire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got candy, snacks. It's got kits like bread kits and soup kits and that kind of thing. Pillows, lotions, soaps, notebooks, wine, cutting boards, signs. I mean, honey. She has a lot of local product. So a lot of the things, she has furniture too. So some of the furniture that's made from local people when they do the restoration of a piece, they'll actually bring it over to her to have her sell it in her store. So she uses it like a display, and then that display's up for sale and you can go in and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty awesome system. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like consignment, but it's kind of, it's like you secondhand things in a way, you know, some of her things are that way. So she has a lot of different cool things, and most of it is as much as she can New Hampshire based and New Hampshire made. And she supports a lot of local New Hampshire artists, which is great. You can follow them on Facebook. That's where she's most active and actually the only platform she has. So like one of those businesses we mentioned who are using Facebook as their website, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're going to get all the information about her and her business. She's got gift cards. And right now she's doing this whole promo for Mother's Day, which is all about making a gift basket kind of themed with whatever your mother may or may not like. Which is funny. I shouldn't have said may not like. But you know what I mean. So if your mom really likes coffee, then you can do a couple coffee mugs and coffee flavored this and some coffee towels and a whole bunch of different cool things.
Century eggs.
Sure.
Mother.
Ew. Gross.
Kombucha and century eggs.
No.
No.
So there's a lot of different things she's got going on there. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of an incredible gift basket. I think that they are
I like gift magical. Baskets because you never know what you're going to get.
It's like it just keeps kind of coming at you.
Yeah, it's just like, this isn't just grass straw.
Yeah.
You know, like in the Easter baskets, like, you know, like all the plastic grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you look underneath and it's like, oh,
they have edible grass now, you know that?
You know, it's like you think you're done and then like you reach down and there's something and there's left something and you're like, oh, there's more.
What is this?
It's so exciting.
Yes, there is something So great about that. Mm-hmm. Definitely a gift basket is fun, and it can be in all sorts of different themes and can be for any sort of occasion. Mm-hmm. So she actually does special orders. So if you wanted to have her create a gift basket for you, you can reach out now. She encourages a couple weeks ahead of time because obviously it gets a little crazy busy. Mm-hmm. But she encourages you to reach out and say, hey, I'm looking for a gift basket that kind of matches this theme, whatever that might be. If my mom really likes honey or she really likes herb gardens or kombucha. Something like that. Kombucha, exactly. One of the things. Mm-hmm. So she can do all of those, which is pretty nifty. And she's got a lot of cool samples right on her Facebook page that you can kind of get a peek at. So yeah, I thought that was super fun. Kind of worlds colliding in a way. You know, it's one of my favorite stores to go shop at. But then I ended up finding out that I actually met her at a GSA training. And just that's so funny. Cool. Find her on Facebook. Again, that's Karasene. Karasene. Lots of cool things going on there. And then phone number 603-809-1814. Her hours are Thursday from 12 till 6 p.m., Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So lots of different options. She does also have a do-it-yourself studio and a pop-up shop. So like if, you know, somebody wants to make a wreath for their door, right? She can do a spring wreath class, and then you can sign up for the class, learn to make the wreath, and then your entrance fee to the class actually pays for all of the supplies to make the item, and then you can take it home with you when you're done, which is kind of fun.
Nice.
And that's cool for like, you know, date nights and like girls night out and all that kind of stuff. So they have a lot of different things like that going on.
I did that in Sedona, Arizona. They had a class where you could paint your alien celestial spirit guide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or make a magic wand. I did the wand.
Got it. Okay.
I made two wands.
Wow.
Bohemian Dreamer.
Uh-huh.
Sedona. Okay. She does classes for it. It's fun. I suggest doing it if you go there.
Okay.
It's only like $100.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Make your wand.
So that is Karasene for Dairy Street in Hudson. Highly recommend heading there, especially if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day. And our last thing that we're going to talk about here on the show today is another Claremont Opera House event.
What?
I know, they're just hopping over there. They got so much stuff going
on. I feel like they've really picked up the last year or two.
There's been a lot happening for sure.
Well, they have a new director too, don't they?
So Scott Hager is the new executive director, who's the best. I love him to death. But so they've had a lot of things going on. So Scott Hager is the new executive director, and Larissa Cahill is the new artistic director.
Okay.
So they've been honestly just pairing with everybody known to mankind and just putting a whole bunch of people into the building, which is great.
Yeah.
So one of the things that is coming up, and it is on Saturday, April 27th. This is also something I'm going to be going to. So this is the advertisement, which I thought was kind of fun. Tickle your taste buds with delectable pairings curated with a local flair. Taste of Spring's coming to the Claremont Opera House Atrium in partnership with the Claremont Growers Collective and Vinlandia, New Hampshire, on Saturday, April 27th. So this is from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Claremont Opera House. You can buy tickets at Claremont or CONH.org/events. And if you go to the Claremont Opera House Facebook page, you'll actually see a lot of the vendors that are going to be at this particular event.
Mm-hmm.
Millbridge Farm, Harding Hill Farm, let's see, Farnham Hill Cider, Happy Hens, Winter Street Farm, McNamara Dairy, The Barn Cafe, Unity Meadows, Protect Worth Brewing, The Bagel Lady, Slow Culture Life, Bascom Farm, The Bougie Bean. That's kind of funny. So like a whole bunch of different people will be there. So it's going to be really fun. Again, it's April 27th from 4 to 6, and you can buy your tickets at cohnh.org. It's called The Taste of Spring with the Claremont Growers Collective at the Claremont Opera House. So if you're interested, buy your tickets today, and it's going to be great. So if you're interested in that, that's coming up on 4/27.
Nice.
That's what we got.
A plethora of events and activities to encounter over the next several weeks.
Yep.
Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which doth include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Bee Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Ford's Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. Don't forget, you can listen tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. to a re-airing and anytime online at WNTK.com. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.